Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Derek Shelton. We're going to talk D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs with their second win of the season, now 1-2 in Twin Valley League play, and got that win last Friday night, Coach. We had talked last week about, you know, playing pretty well, but just not being able to close out the games against Troy and Lynn to get victories, and you closed out the game against Valley Heights, got the 53-49 win last Friday night at home, and had to feel good for the boys to hold on and win that close one at home.
And we kind of flipped the script of what we've been doing all year. You know, we were behind the whole game until we took the lead late in the fourth quarter. You know, we didn't play our best ball, but that's credit to Valley Heights too. You know, they got a kid back healthy that's, I think, one of their better players, and he gave us a fit a little bit. And Valley Heights came out, you know, and they hit 9 threes on us. And but we found a way there late in the fourth quarter to get some stops and get some big buckets to close it out and get a win.
You had another game last night then against Frankfort on the road, and end up falling by 9 in this game, 54-45. What did you feel like the difference was last night?
Oh, last night was, you know, had a bad first quarter again, and then, you know, it was fourth quarter struggles again. Offensive rebounding, you know, they're big and physical, and they got us on the boards last night, and, you know, and that's just, we got to find ways to make the plays in the fourth quarter. You know, we've been in every game we played this year. We've been in, we've had chances, and we're just, you know, we're not closing it out, and, you know, that's on me. I got to find a way to get these kids, you know, going in the fourth quarter and find a way to close out some games.
Who have been two or a couple of your most consistent scorers and guys for you offensively here with these games in the new year?
Yeah, you know, for us, Coulter Peterson, you know, he leads us in scoring. You know, he's kind of our do-it-all point guard, balls in his hands a lot. You know, and then Cooper Everly is another kid, a senior, that, you know, we've always counted on for our shooting and kind of struggled early. But really, the Valley Heights game, especially the Valley Heights game, he kept us in it in the third quarter with matching Valley Heights shot for shot. That kind of kept us in it, you know, and then we got our other guard, Dustin Beach, who, you know, didn't score against Valley Heights, but then last night he, you know, had a good shooting game. He had 16 earlier in the year and kind of scored. And then, you know, Hudson Penny shoot it too for us, but trying to get him to just have the confidence to take some more shots and do some things. But, you know, we kind of got four guards that can kind of shoot it, and it's kind of any given night for either one of them.
You got the Twin Valley League tournament coming up now, starting on Saturday. D-West boys, the number 8 seed, open up against Onega, the 9 seed. That's an 11:30 game this Saturday. So what do you do the next couple days to prepare for this tournament, obviously facing some teams that you're familiar with and some teams maybe that you faced already this year? But how do you approach the midseason tournament? What do you hope to get out of the tough league tourney next week in Frankfort?
You know, for us, just preparing for it, you know, we got to keep working on us. You know, we haven't played a lot of league schools this year. We've only had the few games here. So I haven't seen, you know, quite everybody yet. But, you know, that tournament, you know, it's one of the best midseason tournaments there are in state with the talent level and the competition. And, you know, it's exciting going out there and seeing, you know, where your team's at and, you know, where you can compete with some of the best teams in the state.
You bet. So we look forward to that tournament next week. In fact, I believe we'll have the game broadcast on Saturday morning on 92.1 KMZA for the D-West boys against Onega. Best of luck, Coach, in that tournament next week. We'll talk more then.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Derek Shelton, head coach of the Mustangs. The D-West locker room chats are brought to you by the Bendina State Bank and Bank of Highland, as well as Triple L Tire in Highland.